Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
From the offices of Create and Cultivate, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the host of Work Party, a podcast for ambitious women looking to create and cultivate the career of their dreams. Work Party is paving the way for a new generation of women, women who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Every Wednesday, we bring in leading female powerhouses for real talk and BS-free advice on building your business. You'll hear from female founders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and so many other badass ladies. Are you ready to create and cultivate the career of your dreams? Then tune into Work Party, the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode.
I'm Anisha Ramakrishna, and I'm an Indian entrepreneur and TV personality with big dick energy. I recently left my successful career and my long-term relationship to pursue my own fashion business. I'm single in my mid-30s, and I live with my parents. I'm currently cringing, and I know you are too. Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. I have hot neighbor Julio on today. Why are you laughing
already?
What is
up, guys? I am back and with a little bit more energy because last pod I was a little depressed.
You kind of still are.
I still am. But better.
But
no.
We thrive in the depression.
Yeah. You know, you can't go any lower than rock bottom. And you could only go up.
There's nowhere to go but up. No,
exactly.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward, guys.
But isn't that funny? Like, yeah. You know, my Family Karma season finale just premiered. You would think like I should be thrilled, but
yeah,
there's other things in my life that I'm focused on and kind of down in the dumps, but functioning depression.
No, but is it depression? I feel like once you realize the problems that are in front of you, might have simple solutions, you become at peace even though you're not completely happy.
Like finding a sugar daddy,
which in this day and age, I feel like monogamous relationships are in for a ride because now everything is 50-50. Would you agree?
I don't agree with the concept, but I think it's the reality, the harsh reality. And I know the whole time I've told everyone on the pod, you know, the guy should pay and all that stuff. But I do think the guy should pay on dates. Yeah. But now it gets sticky because let's say you're both equal earners and then you move in together.
Yeah.
What happens with rent?
I guess it's case by case basis where each relationship has its own boundaries and then they set the ground rules for what they want. I feel like nowadays everybody's going 50-50. It's not like back in the day where, okay, yeah, the man pays for the dates and then maybe provides the full
lifestyle.
Coverage. Yeah, lifestyle and coverage of all the overhead associated with living. So,
and you see that as an Indian princess, that's how I was raised.
Yeah.
And you're Latino. So yes. You know that's how women in general are raised in the Latino culture. Yeah. You're taught to
provide.
Well, the men are taught to provide and then the women are taught to get educated. But at the end of the day, you're not actually going to have to worry about finances. It's like pretend. Like you're going to work, but your money is going to be for, you know, bags and nails and hair, except that's not the case. That's not what's actually happening.
And it's really hard to say which is better, right? So I've heard from multiple old school housewives that they wish they would have made their own money.
Yeah, like my mom.
Right.
She always wishes she had her own career and she did that. But she was a mom and she worked with my dad. But, you know, she wasn't really, I don't want to say allowed to have a career, but I will say she was encouraged not to work.
Right. To provide for the family
for the
a different way. For the home, exactly. And whether it's better or worse, it's hard to say. Because I've heard from multiple people.
Yes.
Multiple people who lived that like old school relationship structure where it's they didn't do anything.
The husband's the breadwinner and the wife stays at home. Or I don't even know how it works, you know, with gay couples. I don't know. But from what I've spoken to with Dylan, we all know Dylan, a friend of the show. He says with gays, it's equal. It's like 50-50. Yeah. So now I have a good friend.
Yes.
Good friend. They're a power couple. You know them.
Yes.
We won't name them, but they're equal earners. They both make bank and they do everything 50-50 since day one.
Yeah.
I also have another couple friend where they did everything 50-50 the entire time until kids came into the picture. And then I guess the guy started taking care of everything.
Yeah. I mean, if I have a wife and I have a kid, I'd love to be able to take care of her completely and have her just focus on raising our child and not have to worry about anything else. If that's okay with her. Now, of course, generations have changed and now women want to be empowered. They want to work.
If she wants to work,
if she wants to work, she can. But if she doesn't want to, by all means, I'm more than happy to say like, hey, stay at home and I will provide absolutely everything for you.
So what changes? What I know it's your own flesh and blood, but what does it for you where you and your wife are 50-50, but then if she's your baby mama, then it's full coverage.
It's a team effort. A relationship to me, it's a team, right? So when you have a team, you have to be a team player and then you have to fit a specific role to make the team work. So she might be better at taking care of the child. And then in return, I want to make sure that she could just focus all of her energy on that while I provide all the financial support, right? And I mean, the dynamic of the team can change, right?
Maybe, and you're okay if she wants to work, she can go work, then that's a different story.
Right. And then, you know, it depends on how, and if there's like stay-at-home dads now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of role reversal now in our generation. That's the thing. And going back to what you said about monogamous relationships are in for a challenge or a ride because there's just so many options out there. And then now a lot of people, as we know, we joke, we've seen the memes, like they stay together just for the rent. Because rent's cheap.
Yeah,
or have you seen those crazy new TikToks where they're like, oh, I'm just looking for someone to have sex with and to travel with. I don't care if you cheat. Have you seen those TikToks?
I have not.
I've seen a few of those and I'm like, wow, people have just lost their minds. There's no concept of true love or relationships anymore for the younger generation.
Yeah, it's the paradox of options.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, you know, back in the day, you lived in a small town. You had to compete against maybe 10 different dudes or 10 different girls.
The local bar.
The local bar. Now you're competing with the world.
The
swipe. So now it's like
the nationwide swipe.
Yeah. So now it's not like not your only your small town. Now you're competing against everybody out there. So now people always think like there's something better out there.
Yeah.
And it's I mean the monogamous relationship is in for a ride, I feel. And I could be wrong.
You.
I mean, I know plenty of people who are happily in a relationship and whatnot, but the whole options thing and structures change, and I think dating now is pretty intimidating.
Well, I'm in a little bit of a pickle because I've spoken to a few people, and I'm here thinking, the guy pays for rent, for the home, for everything. And, you know, I'm all about female empowerment. I'm a female small business owner myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we both know how hard we both work equally. And I'm finding out, apparently, I'm paying 50% rent and 50% everything.
Yeah.
Really, bro?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
Everybody's different, you know? It all comes down to what relationship you guys want to carry. And then
and a lot of our mutual friends who are filthy rich
are 50-50.
Are telling people to pay 50-50 rent too.
Yeah.
And our other friend who doesn't make as much as her husband is paying one third the rent. This is all blasphemous to me. My mind is blown, dude.
I think it's okay.
I'm in for a rude awakening, huh?
I guess so, because your expectation of having that old school relationship is no more.
It kind of doesn't exist unless you want like some older dude or a sugar daddy or something.
Yeah. 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 I feel like
it's
now,
not the future. It's not the now.
Yeah. Which is, it's hard to say which is better. Both have pros and cons. You could look at it, of course, you don't want to take away empowerment, women and whatnot, but both have the pros and cons, right? It's really hard to say that this is the better option. It's just you have to play the cards you're dealt in the relationship, you know?
I'm confused. Like, if I'm hot and I'm, you're like, okay. No, I'm cooking. I love to cook. And I'm taking care of your mental state. I'm bringing you peace, a clean home. Mm-hmm. And I have my career, but you're still gonna ask me for half of everything? This whole joint account thing, it's all weird to me because I've never had that. I've always had my own account and the guy paid. And everyone's like, you were living in a wonderland. Hashtag continue this path and you will be single.
Now I'm thinking like, why'd you leave in the first place? But
for the hookups? No, I mean, other are reasons, but
rough
I just
horse.
I don't know. I think I'm old school, but it's not
school.
The future.
No,
and it's not what's
it
happening.
It depends, like where you grew up. Like if you like old school Latinos, Hispanics, like that's how it is. The man provides, and the woman can stay at home. Like my family, they're all like that. They all stay at home. They don't pay half the rent or a third of the
rent. I've never heard of that, but I'm now seeing it with my friends, and it's happening. It's happening.
And
people from all ethnicities.
Yes, exactly.
Even my Latina friends, they're paying half the rent.
Wow. I'm about to find a friend to split rent.
Yeah. Well, that's why people are staying together a lot of the time, right? For the rent.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wild.
But I have a few friends that are stay-at-homes and they don't work, but there's a price to pay. And those people want to work. So it's like… Okay, me paying for half of everything just means I can yell at you all day and demand things as well, right? Now you don't like it.
No, because it's like, why can't we just live happily just splitting 50-50 and then we have our own roles and we just like spending time together and do different activities and…
So weird to me. It's like foreign to me, but it's probably what I'm going to be
in. It's the normal, yeah.
I'm going to be paying 50-50.
You're going to be paying 50-50. And making your own money.
And then I have some friends where their partners are like, oh, she can't pay because she doesn't make money. So I'm like, so am I punished because I make money? Because I make money, I have to pay 50% rent.
No. I guess it all comes down to the relationship and how it was like the foundation of it.
Yeah, this is definitely a case-by-case basis conversation. But I'm just telling you like… what's happening right now in the conversations I've been having with people.
It's all 50-50.
People want half.
Wow.
And I guess guys want to know you're not a gold digger and all that. Because there's that whole gold digger culture now.
Which is terrifying too. So, now that you bring this up, I might actually feel more comfortable doing the whole 50-50 thing.
I think so. If you're going to date like a successful dude. I mean, I told you, you know… our mutual friends are filthy rich, very wealthy. They're doing 50-50 on dates.
Yeah, that's… Wow. I haven't been on a date in a while, I guess.
Well, we need to get you on a date.
Probably. When I started dating my last relationship, I paid for absolutely everything. We traveled to…
I think you're a rare breed.
We traveled to California. We traveled to New York, Colorado.
And you paid.
Yeah. She was just like.
And that's what I'm used to. But now, apparently, it's not the case no more.
It's not. Which, deep down, I'm like, huh, I'm going to save a lot of money. But, you know, my last relationship, yeah, it covered all the expenses. And it was normal. I didn't think about it not once.
Yeah.
Like, if she could help, fantastic. Like, she would take me out for, like, a lunch or, like, a dinner. And I was happy. But we always worked with the budget. And then she actually would help me. I'd set, like, a budget. Like, all right, this is how much I'm going to spend if we're going to go to, like, LA or San Diego or whatever it may
be.
And then she'd help me keep my budget. So she'd help me there. And then if she could, I mean, we were college students at the time. I was making money. She wasn't. She'd, like, buy me dinner. Or buy me a little gift.
Yeah, a little treat. Which
she tried. And that was enough for me. I was never like, oh, she's a gold digger. No. It was always like, she was always looking for like the best deals, cheapest rooms. And it could work out.
It could. But now, having said all this, I'm actually okay with paying in life, like with your husband, not like some dude. Like, I'm okay with doing 50-50 because then we're a power couple. And I think at the end, I keep saying I want to be in a power couple. That's kind of what power couples do.
Yeah.
Because you're a power couple.
The only way I don't see it working out if the girl is paying for 70% of the rent.
No.
Probably won't work out. Nope. Because, you know, women date up, right?
Yes.
Either at the same level or up, but never down.
But then I did get, you know, there's a review on this podcast currently cringing where someone was cringing and I was like, yep, that's the point. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called currently cringing. But they didn't like my attitude towards seeing your financial statements and all of that. But I've said this in many podcasts. These are the factors that I've decided that are important to me. Success, integrity, and attraction. Mm-hmm. So for me, yes, I'm going to want to know what you're making and I'm going to tell you what I'm making because that's important to me. However, this lady said that she took care of her husband when he didn't have a job and all of that stuff. And she's good for doing that. That's life. Shit happens. However, for me, I think I don't want to go down. I want to marry equal or up.
Equal or up. So let's say you're in a happy relationship and you adore this guy. Like, he completes you, takes care of you, only wants the absolute best for you in life. Like, he generally just enjoys you as a person, accepts all your flaws, and loves you unconditionally.
And he made nothing.
Or he lost his job and he hit, like, a very rough patch on the road.
So I think that's different. If you're already in the relationship and then he loses his job or something, then you're committed, right? You're committed.
The team aspect comes into play, ride or die.
You know, we're loyal. That's how I am. However, if he made less or nothing, I would say I'd need a lot of therapy to undo that conditioning, that brainwashing.
That you've had your whole life.
That I've had my whole life, which is, you know, you marry up or you…
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it would take a long time to be comfortable with it because that would be uncomfortable for me. And we're having a very real podcast and probably triggering people, but… That's just how I was raised and conditioned. Does it mean it's okay? No, but for me to just flip the switch on that would take a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't see, I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I know money. I've been very sad and I've come across money and I was still sad.
Same.
So it doesn't really help too much.
We're both sad today, right?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm a lot better. I can say I'm a lot better than last time, but yeah, I'm still kind of like bummed out. But the whole like money thing, like money can't buy you happiness. It could buy you peace of mind, which is priceless. And it's not everything that makes in a relationship. But I do agree that you still want stability. Like a woman wants to feel like they could be taken care of and they could be provided with stability.
And so unfortunately fortunately, that's the narrative we've been taught and told for years. So it's going to change with the new generation.
Definitely.
But us like geriatric millennials and you young millennials,
it's
still how we were raised, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to change with Gen Z.
I think so too.
They're living in a trailer.
Yeah.
And like a mobile trailer, right? Like Elon Musk and just… Tiny house, that show, that's Gen Z. They're going to live.
And it's interesting how the dynamic in relationships will change. It's we're also kind of biased because of where we came from. We are a product of our environment, right? We grew up there. Like you said, it's not our fault. It's kind of what we grew up
seeing. It's not like we're knocking people or different people. Yeah. It's just our thinking. It's hard to change. And like you know, most people don't change.
They don't.
So I'm not going to set myself up for failure and date someone that makes nothing because I'd probably be unhappy. It would bother me.
Yeah, I mean, you look for those qualities in a man, right? You want them to be caring, giving.
That's what we've been brainwashed to think.
I don't know.
And what if some people are like, what about you? Like, what if you didn't have a job? What guy would date you? But I think guys are looking for different things.
They are.
And then the gays are revolutionizing the whole thing. Like, they've got this whole thing down packed because they're all mostly successful and they're power couples and they're 50-50 and they're fine. The straights are the ones that should be canceled. We're the ones with issues.
There's everything. I feel like there's everything now. I've heard of stories of women taking care of men.
I know so many people like that in life that are my friends too. Do they complain about their husbands all the time? Yeah,
probably.
They do.
Yeah.
It's just not how we were raised. And unfortunately, things are changing. But I think it's different if you're like a dad mom, like stay-at-home
True,
dad.
Stay-at-home dad.
That's
it. All comes down to the team sport.
What are you contributing, right? That's
right.
What it is.
It's like what role are you going to satisfy in the relationship? And then both sides need to be, both sides need to agree as to who's going to do what, depending on the current circumstances, right? If dad has a job, dad's going to be the one working. If dad gets laid off and mom still has a job, mom's going to be the one working. If either doesn't have a job, they're not working, looking for work, taking turns, taking care of the kids and just making it work. And I think that's a healthy relationship. But I don't disagree with you, or I don't think it's bad that you seek stability from a man. I don't think it's bad. Well, I guess because I'm biased, because I would also like
to be able to
provide.
We've both been raised that way.
Right. But, you want a hardworking guy. You want somebody who's dedicated, passionate about what they do, who is striving to do better.
And you want a hardworking lady.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody who could go through hell and back with me and be able to overcome any obstacle, whether it's 50-50, 60-40, whatever, the situation might be. Like, you want to be able to overcome it.
So I'm thinking I'm going to do this 50-50 thing in life. I think now the past few weeks have changed my perspective where I never thought in a million years that would be the case. Now, unless you're dating like a bajillionaire. And we've said some of our friends are very wealthy and they want 50% of rent. So I think the moral of this whole conversation is be financially independent, whoever you are.
Yeah.
That is the point of this podcast, I think. We went, from monogamy to 50-50 rent to who's paying the internet to one-third rent. But I think the moral of this whole podcast episode is be financially independent.
Yeah. And now you are accepting the 50-50.
Exactly. It's a choice that you are accepting and making.
Right.
No one's forcing you. You don't like it, you leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
I like that.
Yeah. It's whatever you feel comfortable with and whatever is making you happy and, whatever you're willing to do for the other individual and vice versa. Just making the whole situation work.
Yes. And people probably think this week we're emo about boys or girls or love. No, this week, guys, it's business stress.
Good business stress.
There's always something, right?
Always. But I think these struggles, they make you a better person. I think heartbreak, business struggles, whatever it may be, like you just learn.
Ups and downs.
And you become better at being able to handle the downs and being able to help others handle those downs.
Yes. And being relatable and sharing our story and working towards financial freedom.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Freedom is what we're chasing, not
the
money,
right?
That's
all we want.
Yeah,
we don't want the money. We want freedom, guys.
Yes.
That's all money is.
Right.
In the times we live in, God knows what it's going to be in like 20 years. That's a whole different podcast. I don't think we're going to have jobs with salaries, and already this work from home thing changed everything, but that's for another podcast.
Another pod.
But thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you feel better now.
I feel better. I feel better too.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.